بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فيأتون نوحا فيقولون يا نوح أنت أول الرسل إلى أهل الأرض. We were reading this hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will resurrect all people, and if they will be on one plane, and nobody will be able to hide from anyone in any way, and the sun will have come very low, and it will be extremely, extremely hot, and people will be in great, great difficulties and hardships, and they will be suffering very greatly. After some time, then they will decide amongst themselves, let us go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that he must intercede for us, that at least the proceedings for the day must start. Just waiting for the proceedings, that will be so difficult and so hard. So they will go to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and beg of him that please, you intercede for us by Allah Ta'ala. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam will say that I heard, I misunderstood when Allah commanded me that I must not eat of a certain tree, and I went to eat of a specie of the tree. So I have heard, I do not have this courage to go in front of Allah Ta'ala. How angry Allah Ta'ala is. And this is that those people who are more closer to Allah Ta'ala, they take even the small wrongs as very big, and they cannot tolerate them at all. And then at the end he said that go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the people, فَيَأْتُونَ نُوحًا فَيَقُولُونَ, they will go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and they will say to him. And of course these great people, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they won't be suffering in all these difficulties and hardships. They will be present there, but they won't be going through all these difficulties and hardships. This will be for the non-believers and for every other sinner. According to the extent of his sin, will he suffer this condition. So they will come to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and say, Ya Nuh, anta awwalu rusul ila ahli al-ard. O Nuh, you are the first Rasul that Allah Ta'ala had sent to the earth. In other words, you are also in a position that you can go and intercede for us. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala who had come. And at that time they were only Muslims. All his children were all Muslims, and he just taught them the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. There was no non-Muslim believers. They were only believers at that time. After that, Shith alayhi salatu wasalam came, and he also, they were only believers, and he just called them more towards righteousness, more towards obedience of Allah Ta'ala. He did not have to call them from kufr and disbelief into belief and into tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. According to some ulama, Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam also came at that time, but other ulama say it was Ilyas and Idris alayhi salam at the same time who came to Bani Israel. Anyway, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was the first Nabi and Rasul of Allah Ta'ala that came, and he had to call the people who had gone into kufr, he had to call them now towards Iman. They had already started idol worship, worshipping various idols, etc. And now he had to call them towards the oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in his own family, his own son also did not accept, who was also a non-believer. And he also did not respond to his call. Anyway, they will go to Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they will tell him, you were the first Rasul that came to the earth. وَقَدْ سَمَّاكَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. And Allah has called you عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, that slave of Allah who is very thankful to Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah has praised you, and Allah is very pleased with you. So you can go and please intercede for us. We cannot tolerate these difficulties and hardships which we are going through. أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا بَلَغَنَا. He will say, the people will say to Nuh alayhi salam, do you not see our condition? And don't you see the extent of our suffering? We just cannot tolerate it at all. And it is very, very difficult and very hard. These conditions will be so hard, and Allah will make it that the people will be able to face those conditions and suffer under. It's not that they just will die because of so. It will be so difficult conditions that normally a person will just die. But there Allah won't allow that also, and you'll have to go through that sufferings. أَلَا تَشْفَعُوا لَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Won't you intercede for us by Allah Ta'ala? That Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. He starts the proceedings and let things carry on. And this is also a case where what difficulty a person is in, he feels just let this difficulty go away. But he doesn't think he's perhaps going to a more greater difficulty. Like on the day of Qiyamah, after that Hisab Kitab, which will be also very, very hard. And after that, may Allah protect us all. If a person has to go to Jahannam, how terrible won't that be? So a person immediately feels, let me just get out of this. But what is the thing that will come after that might be even much more severe. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said a beautiful poem, Ghabra ke kehte hai ke ab mar jayenge. When a person has a lot of problems, he said, I'd rather die now. Mar ke bhi na chain paya, to ab kidhar jayenge. And after death, if you don't find peace, then where are you going to go? Where that will be much worse than all the sufferings of this world. May Allah forgive us, protect us, and our families and the whole ummah. فيقول نوح عليه الصلاة والسلام will say إن ربي غضب اليوم غضبا لم يغضب قبله مثله. My Allah, my sustainer is so angry on today that he was never angry like this before, and never will he be so angry after that. That anger is also such a great punishment. Just to see somebody angry, and a person who is in authority, when he is in authority, when he gets angry, how difficult won't that be? وَلَنْ يَغْضَبَ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. And never after this also will Allah ever become so angry. وَإِنَّهُ قَدْ كَانَتْ لِي دَعْوَةٌ دَعَوْتُ بِهَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِي. And I was granted one dua which will definitely be accepted. One special dua I was granted. And I used that dua to destroy my people. I said, Ya Allah, these people are not believers. Destroy all of them. And let not a single house of these non-believers be on the earth. Now I feel guilty about that. At that time when he did it, there was nothing wrong. It was 100% correct. Allah accepted his dua. But looking back now, he feels I did a great wrong. And I should not have made that bad dua. And now I made that bad dua, my whole nation got destroyed. I don't have the courage to go in front of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. He will just say, I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about myself. I'm worried about myself. Idhabu ila ghairi, idhabu ila Ibrahim. Go to somebody else who might be able to help you. Go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He's Khalilullah. So that will be a day when even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam will also be afraid of that day. They won't go through the sufferings, but they will be afraid, and they will feel, they will wonder what is going to happen to us also. So how much more mustn't we fear also? And while we have the time to make tawbah, to make amends of the wrongs that we have done, and repair our wrongs, so that on the day of Qiyamah in the Qabr, may Allah Ta'ala protect us and save us.